Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Down tonight, Kevin Wall. And it's Friday night. Turn the music up a little bit. Let's hear the music. There we go. It's Friday night. Got to enjoy it. We got a lot getting ready to go into the weekend. Obviously, we got some college football tomorrow. Can't wait to check out Texas and Oklahoma. We have football all day Sunday, even starting in London. I can't wait to see whether or not Von Miller is going to come back. He says it's almost a certainty that he's going to play against the Jaguars. We got trades going on in the NFL. Another big matchup, the Cowboys and the 49ers. Randy Gregory he's now a 49er. He's going to take on those Dallas Cowboys. It's if he's healthy enough to suit up. What else is new? And then we had another trade today. Chase Claypool goes down to Miami. No longer upset with the Chicago Bears. There's word about Juan Soto potentially moving on from the Padres. We have the divisional series starting in the playoffs tomorrow for Major League Baseball. Correa taking on the Astros. You got the Phillies taking on the Braves. The Orioles. And in Texas, you have the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. There's so much going on this weekend, and we're going to talk about it all. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me everywhere. I'm online. I'm on the internet all over the place. That is at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Before we do anything, it's a simple question to our producer for tonight. Hey, Kevin, how are you, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing great, JR. You know, can't complain. You know, I'm always happy to be working with you. So I'm glad I was able to get the call up in, even though it's just for tonight. Other than my football team stinking yet again, the New York Giants, life's good. Can't complain.
Well, that's good to hear. Yes, a lot of people in New York suffering for a variety of reasons. And you know what? Talking about your New York Giants, and this is something that I just mentioned a few moments ago. The New York Giants are going to take on the Miami Dolphins. How they plan in any way in hell to actually be able to go out there and compete against Miami, I have zero clue. The New York Giants, as Kevin just mentioned, they have been absolute trash this year. Saquon Barkley with the high ankle sprain. You have Daniel Jones getting beat to shreds. They lost 24-3 Monday Night Football. And here they are again, probably ready to catch another beating. And the Miami Dolphins are more than likely going to be extremely motivated coming off of their loss against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, there was so much hype. Had people calling up here about Miami. Miami is the best. Miami's winning the Super Bowl and all. I'm like, yo, can we get through more than a quarter of the season before people have these large proclamations? The Dolphins are good. The Dolphins are still one of the best teams in the NFL. The Dolphins probably have the most explosive offense in the NFL. I'd go ahead and say that. But let's see him go to the playoffs and actually win something first. They still have a record of 3-1. Their offense is first in scoring. You could think that's 70-point game against Denver. And then I mentioned this as well. They were able to pick up an angry wide receiver. Help me out if you've ever heard this before. A wide receiver who is upset that he hasn't gotten a ball. A wide receiver that is upset that he didn't have the role in the offense that he wanted to. And that's Chase Claypool. This man is being traded for the second time in one calendar year. Let's remember this. Chase Claypool was drafted in the damn COVID season 2020 by the Steelers. He had a hell of a year. Almost 900 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns. And the next year, Ben Roethlisberger is on his way out the door. And so his numbers go down. And last season, he's complaining. And Mike Tomlin don't got no time for that. And so they trade him. They move him. The Steelers traded Chase Claypool. And they got back a second-round pick. Chase Claypool is on the Bears at the end of last season. The Bears stink, so he doesn't do anything. The man only has 140 yards receiving for the Bears last year. No touchdowns. He comes back at the beginning of this year. DJ Moore is now the featured wideout. We saw what he did yesterday, 230 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. And even 2 weeks ago, before the Bears got anything in, before they won a game, Chase Claypool was complaining about his role. Not sure if he has one, doesn't know if they're using him the right way. And they basically told him, man, stay home. They told him this week, stay home. The general manager, Ryan Poles, said that we're going to wish him luck with whatever we do. That was last night during the pregame. And this morning we found out that Claypool is on the move again, now to Miami, where he more than likely is probably going to be wide receiver number 3. I mean, you got Waddle, you have Hill, Braxton Berrios is probably going to move into just being the slot and return guy, and Claypool is going to be their big wide receiver, their big and fast wide receiver. And I told you, the Steelers traded him and got back a second rounder. You want to know what the Bears got back for Claypool? Garbage. Nothing. They got back a 6th-round pick. Last season, he was worth a 2nd-rounder. This year, he was worth a 6th-rounder. The Bears made a massive mistake, and they got back nothing. It's probably the worst thing that Ryan Poles did. Tried to go ahead and get Justin Fields some help, and that help just spat in the face of the entire organization because he didn't feel he was used properly. And so now Claypool goes to Miami, and if he doesn't like it down there, man, you got to find something else to do. You got to find something else to do in life if you don't like it down in Miami. You're going to get the touches. You're going to get the deep balls. You're going to get the jump balls. Miami now has an interesting dynamic with their offense, and their head coach, Mike McDaniel, he talked about having Chase Claypool on the team. Take a listen to this. Cut number 1.
Everybody hears things, okay? And so I think it's very, very important that you let people tell you who they are. And I see better than I hear. You don't, there's so many things that can go on, certain circumstances, you know, whether that, from my vantage point, I look at it like this. I'm not going to make myself wrong with something that I don't know by judging X, Y, or Z. We give you the opportunity to define who you are in the most honest, organic, real way possible. And that's open mind, clean slate, let's go.
Okay, so Mike McDaniel is going to go by the realm of don't judge a book by its cover. Or, I'm not going to judge this guy based on what happened in, I don't know, Chicago, or what happened with the Steelers. And by the way, if you haven't checked or looked, the Steelers are a stable organization. Like, they ain't going for no nonsense. And so, yes, of course, Mike McDaniel has to be the quote-unquote head coach. And this is a job. This is a talent-driven league. Claypool can be a complainer up with the Steelers. He could be a complainer with the Chicago Bears. Let's just wait to see if he's going to complain when he gets here to Miami. He knows what it is. I mean, in Chicago, he had an opportunity to be wide receiver one last year or wide receiver two. He would have still had amazing numbers if he actually was motivated and maybe blocked someone or ran a route when the ball wasn't going to end up in his direction if he wasn't the main target. Come on, bro. You know your role now. Tyreek Hill is option number one. Waddle is option number two. You are option number three or four, but you should still be able to eat because one and two are going to garner so much attention. And if you thought the Miami Dolphins offense was already lethal and Tua Tagovailoa is healthy and you dump the ball off to Tyreek Hill and it's off to the races, same thing with Waddle. Mostert is fast as hell. Well, maybe not him. He's a little older and busted up. A-Chain is fast as hell. He just fell out of the womb. He's very fast. And Claypool, man, just run down the field and there are going to be some times where you are open. And the New York Giants, after losing to Seattle, they got to keep up with this. This is what the New York Giants trying to win a football game this year. They got to keep up with this. There's no certainty about Saquon Barkley returning with his high ankle sprain. And even if he plays, what is Saquon Barkley God? Is Saquon Barkley walk on water? Coming off of that high ankle, is he going to make that big of a difference? I mean, you have Darren Waller, who they just signed, letting everybody know, man, I wish I got some more footballs my way. I want to help. I want to be more involved in the offense. You have Hyatt, who was just selected out of Tennessee. People are talking about how much of a steal he was or is in the draft. Daniel Jones can't even get him the ball because he's under so much pressure. You have an Evan Neal who's giving up second most pressures in the entire NFL this season and fighting with the fans. The New York Giants are a joke. The New York Giants are not just a joke. They're about to get smoked by these Dolphins because they cannot hang with them when it comes to offense. They better hope for some turnovers, some defensive touchdowns. They better hope for some miracles because the offense by itself, they ain't hanging in a shootout with Miami, unless they get lucky. And someone who knows and understands this is the Giants' defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale. He was asked during his latest press conference, hey, how do you feel going up against Miami and its offense? And he had a funny joke. He talked about his wife calling him, and he said, man, yeah, I'm a little worried about the offense. Listen to this.
Well, my wife called me last night before she went to bed. She said she was worried about me. She said, are you getting any sleep? I said, yeah, I'm sleeping like a baby. Every 2 hours I wake up and cry and you know, go to the bathroom and try to go back and get some more sleep. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's unbelievable. Okay, fine.
The Miami Dolphins defense is keeping you up. Well, offense is keeping you up at night. The Miami Dolphins wide receivers are making you wake up and cry and go into a cold sweat. Okay, fine. I guess when you put up 70 points, that's what happens to the league. I mean, what happened to the Denver Broncos? They're the ones that got smacked and annihilated by 70 points. Good luck to the New York Giants, man. They need it. This season is going to be disastrous. It is already there. Daniel Jones is getting his $40 million a year. Saquon Barkley is showing that, yeah, you're a running back. Why should we pay you a crap ton of money? and they're probably going to get lit up by the Dolphins, who just acquired a disgruntled wide receiver. We don't know the full status and if he's going to play or whether he's going to still learn the playbook, etc. But the minute that Claypool steps out onto that field, he cannot be as bad as he was over the past calendar year. Just the beginning of this season, even though he was sent home the last two games, don't come to work at all. Four receptions for 51 yards. That's it for Chase Claypool. He might have that in one game by accident because Tyreek Hill and Waddle are going to garner the majority of the attention. Congratulations to the Dolphins. You got Claypool on a steal. There ain't no guarantee that a sixth-round draft pick is even going to stick to the team. The Bears might have won last night. Congratulations beating Washington. But the Bears took an L when it came down to this trade. You bring in a wide receiver, a disgruntled one, you hope he works. Disgruntled one place, miserable another. I think this dude is going to be happy once he finds out, or once he hits South Beach. South Beach, I think he'll be fine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got so much to get into tonight. We're going to talk about the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about Juan Soto, comments from A.J. Preller about his future. We're going to talk about the American League Divisional Series getting started tomorrow, the National League Division Series getting started tomorrow. Randy Gregory traded to the 49ers, another trade. Texas and Oklahoma, we got a good game, a revenge game between the Jets and Denver. See if Sean Payton is still going to talk any type of crap. Von Miller looking to return in London against Jacksonville. So much to talk about, so much to discuss. If you want to hit me up, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, I want to talk to you about two other guys who look like they will be returning. The bad part, they've been injury prone. They may come back and might get hurt right out of the gate. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break. But before we do that, I have something very important that I want to share with you. Take a listen to this. This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it? Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back, so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. Sometimes it's just a matter of talking things out so you can get a better understanding of what may be standing in your way, even if that's you. You know, we've all been through some unpredictable times over the past few years, and it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JRSports today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about the Chicago Bears beating the Washington Commanders last night. Chase Claypool, not a part of that game at all.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
ShopTheBlinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts. Prepare to be terrified.
Stay home after his comments where he's like, hey, yeah, I don't think I'm involved enough in the offense. I think we can do better, so on and so forth. So 2 weeks they told him, fine, don't show up to work. And today they finalized the trade, moving Chase Claypool to the Miami Dolphins. He is now the newest weapon for Tua Tagovailoa, along with Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Braxton Berrios, and you can throw him out there as the next big wide receiving threat. And when I say big, I mean it. He's going to be the biggest dude that they have there in that core that's actually going to be worth a damn. And we're going to talk about another trade that took place in the NFL earlier today, later on in the show, as Randy Gregory, if he can pass a drug test, he is going to be a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Ironic timing, as they're going to take on one of his former teams, the Dallas Cowboys. But we'll get into that next hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get a call or two onto the line before I tell you about another group of wide receivers. These guys have not been traded. They just ain't been in action. Let's go ahead and hit up Texas. Let's talk to Eric. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Eric.
Hey, not much, JR. Thanks for having me.
Certainly.
I was just thinking about the Claypool deal, and I was thinking about Antonio Brown, and when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, he was a Hall of Famer, never complained, never did nothing. And so the next two teams, you know, they absolutely couldn't control him. So when you think of Chase Claypool as a so-called cancer in the locker room, the fact that the Steelers was the first team to get rid of him, I just don't think he's ever going to change. Do you think he can change?
You know, it comes down to money, especially when you think about some of these wide receivers and players. In the case of Chase Claypool, he is still on his rookie deal. I think he probably, and I think not probably, he needs to just grow up. Like, that's apparent. And whether it's a matter of his attitude or the money, I think the money's going to speak to him. I think he's going to have no choice at this time but to show up if he wants to get paid. And so do I think he's going to be different? Yeah. It's one thing to go from, man, I don't have Ben Roethlisberger anymore. Kenny Pickett doesn't get me the ball. Oh, Justin Fields doesn't get me the ball. Well, now you got Tua. And now you have two wide receivers at minimum who are better than you. And so, man, you want to get paid? Shut up and show up. And so do I think Chase Claypool is going to be better? I think the answer is yes.
Okay. Do you think he knows that this, since he's offered for a seventh-round pick, do you think he knows that it's his last straw?
Yes, bro. I think that goes to what I just told you. It goes to money. Money. That's it. That's what it boils down to. He has no space, no room to complain. And if he does, and I can't predict whether or not he is, he's an idiot. There's no other way to put it. I mean, he's aware of this. These guys have agents. They have people who tell them these things. I mean, if he wanted out, it wouldn't surprise me if they pretty much told him, okay, let's facilitate a trade for you to a better team so you can show your worth and get a contract. That might be his plan. So let's see what the rest of this year bears out. Man, if he can be on a team that goes to the playoffs and he's a solid contributor. If he ends the season with 500 yards, 600 yards, and five touchdowns, people are going to give him a look either way. So, yeah, man, money talks. That's it. Money talks. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of some other wide receivers, these guys aren't disgruntled. Unfortunately, they have just happened to be hurt. Someone actually has gone to a Super Bowl. Well, actually, both of them have gone to a Super Bowl. They used to be teammates. They won a Super Bowl. It's Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously, Cooper Kupp is still with the Rams where he won Super Bowl MVP. And Odell, after missing last year, Odell is back and he is here with the Ravens. Unfortunately, Odell has been hurt again. The first two games, Odell goes out. He's able to participate. Five receptions, 66 yards. He hasn't caught a touchdown for the Ravens yet, but he's been dealing with an ankle injury. And whether it's Odell's ankles, his knees, he blew out that ACL in the Super Bowl that the Rams ended up winning, or his hammies. Like, there's always something wrong with Odell and his legs. Despite that, the Ravens are still 3-1. They're going to take on those Steelers this upcoming Sunday. Steelers dealing with their own issues with Kenny Pickett coming off of a bone bruise on his knee. But Odell, yeah, Zay Flowers has had to take the lead. A lot of excitement surrounding the Ravens if they were going to stay healthy. And whether it's someone like Marlon Humphrey or you take a look at Odell, injuries have kicked them in the ass, at least for their sake. The Ravens are still 3-1. Odell spoke to the media about getting ready to return. And Odell, he says, yeah, man, I'm getting things ready. I'm expected and trying to play this week. Man, I needed to get healthy first. Yeah, do the smart thing. I mean, you think about the Baltimore Ravens, one guy who's really been missing at the end of the seasons, hasn't made it through a season healthy, is like Lamar Jackson. Leg injury, head injury, another leg injury. And Lamar's done at the end of the year. And I mean, so for a wide receiver like Odell, I mean, we saw this man go down in a Super Bowl and blowing out his knee. And Odell is exciting. He's exciting when he's actually healthy enough to play. And so with this ankle, he's questionable right now. I think that means that he's going to put on the pads and see what he can do against those Steelers who are 2-2. Going to be a lot of angry Steeler fans if the Steelers fall to 2-3. By the way, I think they might. I think they will. Now, Odell's former teammate, Cooper Kupp. It's like since this guy won Super Bowl MVP, he's also someone you don't see him out on the field. He got a contract after he won that MVP, and he's just been hurt. I mean, did they work this man into the ground? Yes or no? He's been dealing with a hamstring injury all the way back to training camp. He hasn't played since week 10 of last year, dealing with a high ankle sprain. Has all of the usage gotten to Cooper Kupp? They drafted Puka Nacua out of BYU, and this man in his first four games has an NFL record 501 yards receiving and 39 catches. He is basically the offense. He is Matthew Stafford's number one target for a Rams team that's, you know, they're competing. They're 2-2. They're not as bad as people thought that they would be. They got to take on the Eagles next, so that means they'll probably get smashed. But Cooper Kupp, there's a hope that he's going to be back and that he is at full strength. Head coach Sean McVay talked about Cooper Kupp and his return. Listen. Well, that man was a workhorse when he played. You look at Cooper Kupp, I'm like, what's a Cooper Kupp season look like? Oh, this guy got 100-plus receptions and, I don't know, 1,600 yards, and they are working this man completely into the ground. Let's see what he can do. For Cooper Kupp and Odell, it'd be nice to see them back out onto the field. But, man, this is what happens when you get older. That's just the facts. Also, by the way, Jonathan Taylor, there's a chance that he'll play this upcoming Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. We have no idea. We'll see from there. Nice to know that Anthony Richardson is back and healthy as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Iman, calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Iman?
What's up, JR? Hope you're doing great.
Thank you. I am. What's going on?
Man, I want to talk about my Texans. I'm so excited that the team DeMeco Ryans has put together in the draft, C.J. Stroud playing amazing with the backup offensive line. I love the run game, Will Anderson, the defense. I'm just super excited seeing. I wanted to see what you think. I know they're taking on the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm just really happy to see us have a great quarterback.
No, I think it's good. I mean, the play of C.J. Stroud speaks for itself. He's had a historic start to his career when it comes to efficiency. 1,200 yards, 6 touchdowns. He hasn't turned the ball over in the air. Nobody has had a start like this as a rookie in their careers. And we know the guy who was selected at number 1 overall, Bryce Young, he had to take a game off due to an ankle injury, and he's still getting adjusted to the league. And so this is really best-case scenario for a Texans fan like yourself. You can look at the Will Andersons. You can look at the Pierces running the ball, the efficiency of Stroud, DeMeco Ryans, as you mentioned. There isn't a best-case scenario start for this squad. And I can't sit here and tell you what the game is going to look like here in Atlanta on Sunday. The Falcons are one of the NFL teams that are up, they're down, they surprise you. But Desmond Ridder, he ain't somebody that's going to throw the ball around like that. So if C.J. Stroud and the Texans can take an early lead, the Falcons aren't all that good with trying to keep up or, a matter of fact, just generating offense. They have to look for big plays. So it would have surprised me if the Texans picked up another victory here in Atlanta, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Have a good night.
You as well, Iman. Thank you so much for calling up from Houston, Texas. Look, all my friends down in Houston, shout-outs to everybody locked in and tuned in on the loop. It ain't been easy to go from Deshaun Watson and all of that nonsense to Bill O'Brien moving around guys and the Caserio stuff and the front office and the McNair family. It's been tough going. And so for Houston now to have a glimmer of light and hope, I feel happy for everybody down listening on 610 The Loop, everybody in Houston, Texas. It ain't been fun. I mean, for the past few seasons, we've had callers here from Houston who have basically renounced their Houston Texans fandom based on the team's performance. And it's been pathetic. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, the couple of times I've been to Houston over the past few years, I've been there for some of these games, man, and it ain't a good vibe. It's not a good feeling. You know, I've been to some cities and you walk in and you get off the plane and you feel the excitement and it's a Sunday and people are into it. It's like, the Texans are on. Who cares? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for the misery. Now, you got something to be optimistic about at NRG. Shout outs to C.J. Stroud, DeMeco Ryans actually giving the team some hope for the future. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I get to the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers at the top of the hour, and before we talk about this trade that sends Randy Gregory to the 49ers, I do want to talk about a team that, quite frankly, this past season, they ain't had no hope. We know the divisional round of the Major League Baseball postseason, it starts tomorrow. One team that won't be in it, the Padres, all the money that they spent, and they're going to be sitting watching at home just like you and me. They have a superstar player that they have to figure out what the hell to do with him I'm talking about Juan Soto. Chase Claypool got traded in the NFL. Randy Gregory got traded in the NFL today. Over the next calendar year, is Juan Soto going to get moved from the Padres? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. It's Friday night. It's time to decompress. It's Friday night. It's time to get ready for the weekend. It's Friday night. Time to watch football. Time to watch baseball tomorrow. Time to have a beer. Two beers or three. Time to avoid your family. Okay, don't take my advice on that one. Just don't blame me if you end up with a divorce. But here's the deal. There's a lot of sports going on this weekend. And I mentioned tomorrow is the start of the divisional round of Major League Baseball playoffs. And amongst all of the teams that people will have a chance to see, the Orioles, the Rangers, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Braves, the Phillies, Astros, Minnesota Twins, there's a couple of teams that are missing. And they paid a lot of money. They had gigantic payrolls. And they were nowhere near the postseason. The New York Mets, a complete disaster. Just hired a new president, and a GM is gone, being investigated by Major League Baseball for misuse of the injured list. The manager, gone before that earlier this week, Buck Showalter, been around forever. He's gone. New York Mets are a disaster. And then speaking of gone, yeah, we know Max Scherzer was gone. He won't be pitching for the Rangers. He ain't got no feeling in the side of his body. And Justin Verlander is gone as well. He'll be pitching for the Astros. So the New York Mets, gigantic payroll, gigantic disaster. The New York Yankees, number two in payroll. Aaron Judge, this man bangs his foot into a wall, into the base of a fence, and he's dealing with a busted ligament in his foot. He goes down, and the Yankees pretty much go down with him. You can throw in all of their injuries and guys like Josh Donaldson and concussions to Rizzo and injuries and alcohol abuse, and the Yankees are sitting at home. The largest payroll, number two in Major League Baseball. That's one city. If you want to know about the third largest payroll in baseball this past season, you got to go to San Diego. You have to look at the Padres, who couldn't win a close game this year to save their lives. And so what does this mean? Where do they go from here? They have to evaluate things. AJ Preller is still the GM. He is still running the ship. He is still in charge of the entire show. The players are still here, even though unfortunately you have someone like Manny Machado who has to have a shoulder surgery or elbow surgery, excuse me. You still have a Fernando Tatis Jr. You look at Tatis and you say to yourself, is he going to get on a motorcycle this offseason or is he going to jump from a plane? Bob Melvin steadying the ship. But then you traded for a dude. You brought in a guy who was a World Series MVP. You brought in a young dude in Juan Soto, who at one point in time with Washington was offered almost a $450 million deal. He said no, and he was traded to the Padres. He's entering into the final season of his contract before he's going to be a free agent. This past year, typical Soto year, a little quieter with the average, still got on base 41% of the time, hit 35 home runs, drove in 109. Soto's still one of the most productive and reliable players in the game. And so for a Padres team that spent all this money with Tatis and Machado, what happens with Soto? I mean, you see everything going on in D.C., C.J. Abrams coming into his own. Did you just trade Juan Soto for nothing? Are you going to be able to keep him around with the contract that he wants, especially with Scott Boras being his agent? A.J. Preller had to talk about this because he can't talk about the Padres in the postseason because they didn't make it. And so one of the larger questions is, it's like, hey, A.J. Preller, What's next? And I want to play cut number six here. He talked about having to talk to both Soto and Scott Boras. Take a listen.
The first path is going to be to, you know, go down the road of having conversation with Juan and Scott Boras and kind of seeing where the head is at there. And, you know, we'll look at our roster, like, you know, from an overall standpoint, but we've got some really core key pieces that are in place going into next year. Juan's a huge part of that in the middle part of the order. You know, and I think again, like as we get into the off season, you know, our first line with Juan is trying to see what this looks like with him being part of the Padres going forward.
Oh, well, that's certainly a reasonable start right now, what you're supposed to do. You talk to the agent, you talk to the player. Hey, do you want to be here? What can we do? And I already know what Scott Boras is going to say. Scott Boras is going to look at whatever the hell Shohei Ohtani gets this offseason, and he's going to find some type of justification to say, I want that. Now, I know my guy doesn't pitch, but I want that. He's a hitter. You can sign him longer. Pay him that. He's younger than Ohtani. He's less injury prone than Ohtani. Pay him that. And so how he fits in with this roster, you're paying Xander Bogaerts and you're paying Fernando Tatis and you're paying Manny Machado. You going to keep Juan Soto, or is Juan Soto going to get traded to the New York Mets, who have an infinite amount of money to make an infinite amount of mistakes? AJ Preller, he went ahead and answered that question as well. If you can't find a deal, you going to trade him? Take a listen.
Those questions and kind of like the different paths we go, I think that's our process over the next couple of weeks, is kind of figuring out, you know, directionally, hey, what's out there, what's not. We've never been a group that says no to anything, so I wouldn't read into that. That's just kind of like the way we operate.
Okay. Well, I think one of the ways that they also need to operate is to figure out who, quote unquote, will be the head of the snake here for the Padres moving forward. I mean, in the case of Blake Snell, he can go ahead and take a hike if he would like. You got to figure out the pitching, and damn it, we know this. They could not win a close game this year to save their lives. Brett is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brett, quickly.
Hey, JR, how do I sound?
You sound great. Go ahead. You got to roll.
All righty. So, yeah, AJ, he's been talking to – he talked to the local sports radio show here. I'm from New York. I'm a new fan here. I missed the playoff run last year, and it seems that AJ has a really good relationship with our owner, and our owner is a little sick, and he seems like he's giving all the power to AJ, and it seems like he's kind of taking a step back. But AJ, everyone here knows AJ is the problem. It's kind of straightforward. I mean, it's right in front of our face, and he likes shiny things. He'll try and keep Juan Soto, but we need pitching. And that's all I got. I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Brett, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, that's the move. I mean, there's not even any certainty that Blake Snell is going to stick around. I'm sure he's going to find that the grass is greener elsewhere, and not the grass. He's going to find some place where he can get paid. And so what they do with their pitching staff, I mean, even if they end up on the opposite end of the spectrum next year winning close games, are you going to have close games if the pitching can't keep you in them? I don't know if Juan Soto is going to stick around. I wouldn't be shocked if he were to be traded. Scott Boras knows how to drive up a price. I'd be calling the New York Mets today. I really would. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Driving up a price. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to talk about the most valuable sports franchise on earth. They're going to be in action Sunday. They're going to try to win a game against a team that always beats them. Cowboys 49ers, don't move.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.